Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, January 16th, 2023. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, when I first looked at the puzzle, I thought, this does not look like a Monday puzzle.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because there were so many long answers.
Oh.
There were, two that were the full length of the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
and then two that were just too shy of the length of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just a lot of long answers. And I thought, well, this looks more like a Wednesday or a Thursday. But but it wasn't that difficult to solve. It did take me longer than usual.
Me too.
And it had a good theme.
Mm-hmm.
Good Monday theme.
Took me 9:57.
Okay. It took me 8:23. So
I did have a mistake though.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because five across, Erica, who wrote Fear of Flying, mm-hmm. I went for Jung, J-U-N-G, and just quickly filled that in.
Uh-huh.
And that meant that six down, eggs scientifically, was Uva.
Uva.
As opposed to Ova.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't look there until the very end.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes, no, it's Erica Jung.
Right. Mm-hmm. There was a theme to this crossword.
Yes, there was.
Sort of cute, I thought.
Yeah, it was. It was. There were a number of rather long answers, as I mentioned, but they were all theme related. The first one went the length of the puzzle, 16 across, the E, but not the B, of eBay, and that was lowercase letter. And then we had 25 across, traveler's proof of entry was passport stamp. And we had 41 across, Madam President, or Your Honor, which was term of address. And then finally, 55 across, test boundaries, which was push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came together with 35 and 37 across, which was perform perfunctorily. Which the answer to that was mail it in. When you perform perfunctorily,
mm-hmm.
you mail it in. And if you look back at all the theme clues, the last part of each clue was something you'd mail in. Lowercase letter, passport stamp, term of address, and push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very cute.
I just worried that our younger listeners are going to be unfamiliar with the concept of envelope and stamp, but
yeah, that's true.
I mean, the U.S. Postal Service has seen better days,
uh-huh.
as I'm sure postal services around the world have.
Yep.
But yeah, it was a good theme.
Mm-hmm.
By Michael Palios.
Very good, Michael.
There were a few fun clues, I thought, here. I liked the fact they had eight down, one of the Brady Bunch, and that was Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had 25 down, one of a Braid E Bunch, Braid spelled B-R-A-I-D, and the answer was Plight, P-L-A-I-T.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was funny.
They also did something a little similar, 31 across, parcel out was a lot. And 29 down, parcels out was meats.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's sort of clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know 24 across, Bobby of the Boston Bruins?
Bobby Orr,
Bobby
yes.
Orr.
It's like the only famous hockey player I know.
Really?
Well, Gretzky. I guess I know Gretzky.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. But yes, Bobby Orr.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How about nine down, the winged Godzilla nemesis of Japanese film,
no,
Mothra?
I was not familiar with Mothra, but I would have liked to have seen Mothra.
Not up and close and personal.
No. Oh, no.
If it could take down Godzilla, who knows what it could do to mere mortals.
That's true.
Mothra,
what a name
mm-hmm.
for a monster.
Sort of looks like mother, but just
yeah, it does.
Slightly misspelled at the end. I don't know what it means though, but I presume
it's probably a giant moth. But
oh, right.
Mm-hmm. It said it was winged, right? Yeah, winged Godzilla nemesis, Mothra.
Have you ever, and right next to Mothra, we had 15 down, the trick-taking game named for a card suit, Hearts.
Hearts, have yes.
Do you play Hearts?
When I was younger, yes. Ah. We would get together and play Hearts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could play it now. I don't think I remember the rules, but
I'm sure they come back to you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we would play Hearts.
Probably like riding a bicycle or something.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What else was good? 19 Across, popular video hosting service that works like clockwork, ? And the answer was TikTok.
TikTok, yes.
So, for new solvers, that ? In that clue is important because it means they don't mean something literal. It means they're looking for something sort of punny.
That's right.
And that would
wordplay or something.
Mm-hmm. And that would be TikTok relative to clockwork.
Very, very much so, yes.
44 Across, bird that has calf muscles.
Yes.
That was an emu.
Once again, emu makes an appearance.
Yes.
In the New York Times crossword.
It has been showing up a lot. let's see. 59 Across, that was a body part covered by a mullet was nape.
Yes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Do you know what a mullet is?
Isn't that something you hit a ball with when you're playing croquet?
No, that's a mallet.
That's a mallet? Okay.
No, mullet is when it's short on the top, but then it drags down long in the back.
Oh, okay.
It was a popular style, like I think in the 70s.
Ah.
1970s and 80s.
Okay.
So
I think
many country western stars had mullets.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do people still have mullets?
Well, I think it's kind of making a comeback. Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe I'll have to try and grow myself a mullet.
Yeah, you look good in a mullet.
Don't know exactly how that would work.
No, you wouldn't.
let's see. What else did we have that was interesting?
I liked 58 Across. Hi, like many a Woodstock attendee on pot.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, you know.
On pot. High on pot.
I had LSD.
Oh.
And I thought, really, a lot of these Woodstock people that were using LSD, but then I realized that none of the letters were right.
Right.
And
It
turned out to be on pot.
Yeah.
That O of the second O of on pot was part of 42 down spicy cinnamon candy, red hot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I recognize the name just barely.
They're just little red beads.
Oh.
Little tiny red beads, yeah.
That are very spicy?
Very hot, yes.
You buy them in the candy aisle? It does say candy.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, there's the little ones, but then there's also like larger ones that are individually wrapped.
Hmm.
Those are also, I think, called Red Hots.
But, I see.
Mm-hmm. And yes, they are in the candy aisle.
And isn't that's also the name they give to hot dogs, right? They say like Red Hots?
Or, yeah, I think there are some hot dogs called Red Hots.
Or at least referred to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Hmm. Yep. Okay. And they had 39 across... like Santa's little helpers, Elfin.
Elfin, yes.
So the Elfins were back again, as it were.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I think that is it for today then. Not a whole lot happening in today's crossword.
No, it was pretty straightforward.
I'm sure it'll get a lot more intense as the week progresses.
No doubt. I mean, if this is what Mondays looks like, I'm like, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're in for a tough week.
Could be.
Uh-huh.
Never can tell with the Will Short. Never can tell what the man is thinking.
That's
but he's
right.
Always four steps ahead.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. Remember, we've got our Triplet Tuesday contest coming up tomorrow. So you'll want to definitely tune into that.
Yes.
And we will be back again with that, as well as our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword.
Don't forget to tell them about the contest.
I did. I just did.
Oh, but you didn't.
I didn't mention the swag.
You didn't. Yeah. Oh. And the rules.
Swag and the rules?
What they have to do.
All right. Well, basically what we are going to do is we're going to be playing Triplet Tuesday, except we're going to keep it quiet over here. So when we figure it out, we're not going to let you know until all three clues have been read. And the object is, of course, for you to guess the answer, the three-letter answer, in as few guesses as possible, and you'll do that three times, and then we want you to report the total number of guesses it took you to answer all three. And then if you email us your answer, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, how many guesses it took you to guess all three, and you have the lowest number and you are randomly selected from the vast pool of people we expect to be mailing in entries, you will win some lovely swag.
Yes.
So for instance, just to give an example, I guess we should.
Okay.
If you got the first, if it took you three guesses for the first set of clues, mm-hmm. and it took you two guesses for the second set of clues, and three guesses for the third, that would be 3 plus 2 plus 3. That would be?
8.
8. You would report that it took you 8 guesses. And if everybody else took more than 8, you win.
True.
That's, this
but
is going to be very
say,
complicated.
If you say you got it in one guess, we will know that's wrong.
How do you know? They might be really smart. We're doing this on the honor system, of
yes.
course.
Uh-huh. So you have to have at least three guesses.
All right. And we'll go over, for those of you who weren't taking notes, we will go over the clue, over the rules again tomorrow just before the contest.
Okay.
All right. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.